Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Oh, there it is. You know what I was doing? You know what I've been doing? Caleb and Avery, do you know what I've been doing during the commercial break?
Trying to get Facebook fixed still?
Okay, besides that, I've sort of given up on Facebook being fixed. I lost my wallet, and the staff was getting together. I was going to treat everybody to some Chick-fil-A. I know it's Chick-fil-A. It's not, you know, it's not as grandiose as it used to be. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers in the middle of a global pandemic. Anyway, you know, it was sitting on top of my iPhone. I've been scared. If it was a snake, it would have bit me, as they say. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, at least it wasn't in the fridge. Have you seen the commercial?
It was literally right under your nose.
Yeah, have you seen that commercial? I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's like for some, like, you know, medicine or something, if you're dealing with being forgetful. And so whoever it was, they put the car keys in the refrigerator.
I haven't seen that one.
It's very unfortunate. Anyway, all that to say, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hey, just a few moments ago, I received a text message from our good friend Mark McCloskey. He is the homeowner there in St. Louis. The police have confiscated his guns. And he is now in a legal limbo. So he was supposed to be on the program this hour of the show, but he had to back out at the last minute. And now we know why. Just moments ago, I received this text message from him. I asked if there was any update that I could share with you guys as to why he could not come on the show. He says that charges may come, how and when we don't know, but today. So Mr. McCloskey is now anticipating that he and his wife will be charged with some sort of a crime later today. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Our good friend, she is a great American patriot with the voice of a songbird, the lovely Trish Regan. Trish, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Todd. It's good to be back with you guys. I'm glad you found your wallet.
Well, thank you. You know, it's bad when you have to bum a couple of dollars off the call screener, you know? I'm good for it, Avery. Hey, last week, you were filling in for Sebastian Gorka. Great job, Trish Regan.
Thank you so much, Todd Starnes. I had a blast. I had a ton of fun. And a new appreciation for you radio folks. 3 hours, my goodness.
But the upshot is we don't have to wear makeup. So, you know,
no, actually, I did because we had the whole thing streaming
YouTube.
On YouTube as well.
The YouTube channel.
Yeah, welcome to 2020.
I forgot about that. Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. Hey, Trish, a lot going on in the country, and this story out of St. Louis is just, it's mind-boggling. Mr. McCloskey now telling us that he is anticipating being arrested sometime today and charged with Lord knows what. But your reaction to what's happening, not just there, but around the country, this lawlessness out there.
Well, no, I'm really troubled by it because as I understand the story, you know, Mr. McCloskey and his wife were there eating dinner when they were approached by a group of people that were all for defund the police and Black Lives Matter. And it was sort of what seemed to be, to the McCloskeys, a threatening bunch. And so when you're being approached by effectively a mob of people like that you're concerned about and that you feel threatened by, you know, look, we have a Second Amendment for a reason, right? And as I understand it, and I know that he spoke with you about this, Todd. He tried calling the police, and the police weren't there. And so, you know, at what point do you say, okay, you know, I may not be getting any help here. If I dial 911, I'm being approached and threatened by a group of people. I ought to have the right to defend myself. And now suddenly the tables are turned and you don't? I mean, again, we have a Second Amendment, and he was a law-abiding gun holder. So I don't fully understand why they can turn the tables like that and then say, well, you're being prosecuted.
And what gets me, though, is here you have a Republican governor of the state of Missouri who is not stepping in. They knew, going back to when that whole thing happened, you had a mob of 300, 400 people marching down the street. There were no police. They break down a wrought iron fence, and they are trespassing on a private road, private sidewalks, a private gated community, and not a single person was arrested.
I mean, it's sort of unthinkable, right? I mean, if you live on a private road, they are trespassing on your road. Did they have a permit to be there? Had they gotten, you know, the community to sign off on them being there? The answer is no. So how do they have any right to be there? That's the same as them effectively coming right into your yard. I mean, it's private property owned by that community. So I'm truly troubled by it. I don't understand, but, you know, we're living in such a time that it's like Alice in Wonderland. Everything is upside down, right? And people are not acting rationally, and they're not acting normally, and they're not protecting the rights of the individual. The individual is getting lost in all of this right now, Todd, and that's what's most concerning to
that's
me,
right?
Because it's as though, I mean, even take the mask thing, for example. I don't mind wearing a mask. If a business says right out in front, you know, to shop in this establishment, you need to have a mask on, that's up to that business. And by the way, it's up to me, right, whether or not I go in there to begin with. And so there's no faith, there's no trust in the individual here, and somehow we're now just all kowtowing and bowing to whatever this mob is. And by the way, it's not a mob in the sense that it's the majority of Americans. The majority of Americans want law and order. They want peace. They want prosperity. This is a small group that's trying to basically hijack the culture here in America and hijack the normalcy from which we've always, you know, sort of derived our ability to prosper. Yeah.
Trish, let me jump in here. On the Newsmaker line, we actually have Mark McCloskey joining us from St. Louis. Mark, great to have you back on the show. Trish Regan is the other voice you hear. And maybe you could bring our listeners up to speed. By the way, great job on Tucker Carlson last night. But bring our listeners up to speed on what's going on and what's going down.
Well, you know, I'm not at liberty to say too much other than that I've been informed the charges are probably going to issue today. And I don't know what charges, and I don't know in what format, or if they're going to, you know, come out and arrest me or just allow me to turn myself in, or if it's just going to be a summons. There's no way for me to know at this point. But the ball's in motion right now, and that's why, as I just heard, it's a bizarro world out there.
It really is, and Trish, I'm sure you may have a question, so jump in. But I want to start by asking you, what about the Republicans in your state government? Have any of them come to your defense over the past couple of days?
Well, Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General, has not to me personally, but on air, and Senator Harley has today. I saw him on Fox this morning taking a very strong position. You know, immediately after leaving Tucker Carlson's broadcast last night, Governor Greitens went to dinner across from St. Francis Xavier, which is about a mile from my office, and was a witness to a drive-by shooting where he actually had to go out and do CPR to two gentlemen, both of whom died as a result of it. So, I mean, right after leaving the studio where we did Tucker's show last night.
You would think that they would have more important things to do. And I know that you were very gracious with the police officers when they came, and you pointed out, you know, they're kind of caught in the middle here.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't have been nicer and more professional. And they were, you know, they're just doing their job. And I can't fault them for that. You know, they have authorities they have to respond to. I'll tell you a story, though, that I think is interesting. It's not so much about me, but about what's going on in the world right now. A friend of mine was having coffee this morning at a coffee shop two blocks from my house. There were a bunch of young Caucasian ladies in their 20s and about a 65-year-old Caucasian lady who was organizing them. And what was being said was that democracy can't work, that voting doesn't count, and the only way they're going to make their change is by, you know, violence, and that this is the way of the future, and they're being successful because they're getting change, and they can't do it through the electoral process, and democracy will never succeed. I mean, this is the political bent of the people on the other side.
You know, Trish Regan, you hear Mark McCloskey here, you know, just a law-abiding citizen. He's been very successful in his life, he and his wife, and they're just trying to live their lives. And here they are coming under attack for basic freedoms that we have under the United States Constitution.
I don't get it. And Mr. McCloskey, I feel for you and your wife, and I think this is, you know, obviously a pretty challenging time for the country, but you're caught up in the middle of this. Just walk me through again, because I don't get how they can say that you were doing anything that would be perceived as illegal if you were on your own property and you were being threatened and you had a right to these firearms. So if you were saying, hey, back off, everyone, you know, are they saying that was somehow threatening?
You know, I don't know. The uniform consensus of everybody other than the circuit attorney is that we did absolutely nothing wrong, and I don't think we did anything wrong. I was defending myself and my family and my home from hundreds. I think the estimate is 300 to 500 people that stormed through the gate. I mean, this was a shocking and terrifying experience. I mean, it has burned in my brain for the rest of my life, I can tell you that. And if they claim they're the ones who are threatened, you know, then the world is completely upside down.
Oh, my gosh. No, I think it is. We are upside down right now, for sure. How's your wife taking all of this?
She's one tough young lady. She's bearing up to it better than I think just about anybody would. But it's been very stressful. And, you know, we've had very little sleep for the last 14 days and been inundated by, first, a lot of hate mail, a lot of hate calls. But I got to tell you that for the last couple of days, our mail and our phone calls are running 100% positive. And it's been a tremendous outpouring of support from all over the country and all over the world.
And
well,
I know a lot of people wondering.
Thing, yeah.
A lot of people also wondering about the family dog because they threatened your dog too.
Yeah, you know, and we had to end up putting dog's name is Piper. I put in a plug for Piper. Had to put her in a kennel for a couple of days to make sure she was safe. And things have, you know, she's back home and just as happy as ever.
All right. Well, Mr. McCloskey, you've got a lot of people that are thinking about you, praying for you, and you know, pushing good thoughts your way. Hang in there, and know you guys are not alone. You got a lot of people around this country that are standing right alongside with you.
I sure appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mark McCloskey, ladies and gentlemen. You never know what's going to happen in live radio, Trish Regan, and what he and his family have to go through is just really sad.
Well, I think it's really important that you're talking to him, Todd, and that people hear his story. And, you know, I've heard it, and I've seen him on TV, and I've heard him on your show. But just to hear it again today, it's really something. And as I was starting to say, you know, this is just like basic, right? This is sort of like part of being an American, your right to defend yourself and to defend your loved ones on your very own property. And, you know, if 200, 300, 400 people are coming at you and threatening you and the authorities aren't there to help you, what do you do? You're just supposed to, you know, take it? I don't think so. I mean, that is not the kind of country we want to live in. And so the idea that they're going after him instead of actually the members that were threatening him, the members of Black Lives Matter and defund the police, that's a problem.
I like the back and forth. We are a good tag team here. Ask the Q&A here.
Always a pleasure, Todd. You make it
all
easy.
All right. Trish Regan, ladies and gentlemen. And Trish, where can folks go if they want to follow what you're up to?
They should go to Twitter at @Trish_Regan. They can check me out on Instagram at @Trish_Regan and at Real Trish Regan on Facebook. And we have lots of content that. There are more coming. I'm going to leave you with that little teaser, Todd Starnes.
All right, a little teaser. Very exciting. Trish Regan, ladies and gentlemen. Trish, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Wow. That well done, Caleb and Avery, for making that happen right there on the fly. So we were Trish and I were chatting, and I'm texting with Mr. McCloskey. I'm like, can you come on the show? And sure, go ahead.
I don't know that that's what Trish bargained for, but boy, she took everything in stride. That was great.
She did. She did. I'll have to send her like some Goo Goo clusters or something as a thank you for going with the segment there. But folks, it is important for you to hear from people like Mark McCloskey, regular. Well, he's a regular guy, you know, who lives in a bazillion-dollar house. But you know, he's one of us. You know, just an American patriot living the American dream. And now the guy could, you know, be slapped with some sort of a charge. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
On tomorrow's show, you heard Mark McCloskey mention Eric Gratanz. He's the former Missouri governor. He's going to be with us, along with John Solomon, who you might have seen last night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News Channel. And Thursday, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is going to drop by. So looking forward to that conversation as well. In the meantime, let's get to the phones. Our good friend, she is the queen of New Orleans, Miss Janice, is on the line. Hi, Miss Janice. How's it going today?
Oh, it's going, Todd. It's just hot.
You know, Miss Janice, I don't know if people can appreciate the heat and the humidity in New Orleans this time of year.
Yeah, well, it's very hot. But I will say this. When I do go outside to cut my grass, as I did the other day, I mean, there's no one, you know, really around or anything. I don't have anybody coming right next to me except one day the mailman came up on the porch there. But aside from that, no, I don't wear a mask when I'm outside cutting my grass. I think that would be maybe a little extreme. But I am going to say something. I am very, very upset with the gentleman that you spoke with earlier. And
the caller from Chattanooga.
I'm calling him a gentleman because I don't want to say anything else over the air. But anyway, he insulted me, my husband, and a lot of other people. If you're still listening, sir, I am not, nor is my husband by any means, a coward. Okay, let's straighten that out. Now, I'll try to get to my points as quickly as I can here. There was a man in Florida. He thumbed his nose at wearing a mask. He was a taxi driver, and in doing so, he contracted the coronavirus, and unfortunately, his wife got it, and I don't know what became of the lady. Last I heard, she was on a ventilator, and now he's saying, oh, I wished I had worn the mask. Well, I wish he had too, and I'm sure she wishes that as well. Now, there was a man who called one of the local radio stations one day. He had been in the hospital for 2 weeks, and he is advising people to wear a mask. You know, when you go into a grocery store, you know, things like that, because when you do go into a building, you cannot guarantee that people are going to stay far enough away from you. So, therefore, and ergo, you should protect yourself.
Now, all right, Miss Janice. Miss Janice. All right, you know what? We're going to put you on hold here. Why does this always happen with Miss Janice? We got to give her more time. Hang tight, Miss Janice. We're going to get right back to you. We got to take a break for the news. Mike from Chattanooga. I don't think you're going to get a Christmas card from Miss Janice. We'll be right back. Hear about Senator Ted Cruz. So he's on the American Airlines flight. I guess he was heading back to Dallas, Fort Worth, or Houston, maybe. No, he's out of Houston, I believe. And he was sitting down on the plane, and he was drinking some sort of a beverage. It looked like coffee. And he did not have his face mask on, and so somebody snaps a picture, and all you know what breaks loose. Now, American Airlines is investigating about, you know, why Senator Cruz did not have the mask on, and the senator had a very reasonable explanation. The reason why he took his mask off was so that he could drink his coffee. I mean, come on, people. What's up with all the tattletales? What's up with all the snitching? Is this who we are, America? I mean, let the man drink his coffee in peace. Or else they're going to have to start drilling holes in the face mask so people can, you know, drink their beverage in peace. By the way, before we get back to Miss Janice, Caleb Avery, I have to tell you a story. I had to go buy a new printer, so I went to an electronics store the other day. Yes. Everybody, it's one of these deals where everybody, they have like a massive sign on the front of the building. You must wear a face mask or we will kill you. I mean, it's just huge. And so anyway, I've got the face mask in the pocket and put the face mask on and I go in there and all of the staff, they're wearing these, you know, the high tech face masks, you know, not the ones that, you know, you get down at the Walmart. But these high-tech things.
Yeah, they got like the built-in filters and stuff like that.
And you can hear people like breathing.
They look like Bane from The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Avery. So anyway, I'm going over. I need a certain printer. And so they, you can't just go in and get the printer. It's one of these places where you have to go and get a sales associate. Then they walk over and everybody's wearing a face mask. And I'm not kidding you. The guy goes, and I'm like, I need a printer. And I'm like, I cannot understand a word you're saying, sir. What are you trying to say?
I tried to wear a mask. I tried to wear a mask in a grocery store a while back. It was actually at a Publix. I was trying to order a sandwich, and it took three times before the woman could understand what sandwich I was ordering. And it's like, well, I'm sure it's because you can't hear me through this mask. We were standing, I kid you, maybe 10 feet apart. Maybe 10 feet. She couldn't hear a word I was saying.
So, I'm staring at the guy, and I just start laughing. I don't know why. I'm like, sir, I can't understand a word you're saying. I say, I know it's not you, it's the mask, but I don't have a clue what you're saying. And so then the guy, he, like, writes it down. And I'm like, you know, I can't do this. It's one of these places where you have to show a receipt. So when you like walk out, there's somebody standing there and you have to show the receipt. And of course, I didn't buy anything. I'm just walking out of the store. And so the guy at the security counter, as I'm walking out, looks at me and says, "What, what, what?" And I just kept right on walking. I got nothing.
Need real life subtitles.
The country's gone slap crazy. All right, we got Miss Janice back. Miss Janice has a bee in her bonnet. Actually, she probably doesn't wear a bonnet, but if she did, she would have a bee in there with Mike from Chattanooga. Miss Janice, you know, we were talking about you. Caleb and Avery, who's a huge fan of yours, he's like...
Thank you.
Yeah, Avery's a big fan of yours.
I'm a fan of his, too. I love him.
Well, we were all sitting here going, we were most impressed with the fact that you mowed your own grass.
Yes, I do mow my own grass. I went outside the other day. It was hot, but I went early and I got it done. And two reasons. The main reason is I don't really have money to pay someone to do it. And the second reason is I cut it the way I want to cut it. Now, yeah, I could get my husband and stick him out there to do it, but I mean, I do it. I did it before I got married. I put out my garbage. I do these things that women always, you know, allocate to men. I'm not crippled, at least not yet. And, you know, for my age, I'm still functional. So why shouldn't I do it? It's exercise, too.
So, well, it's good. You know. It's good exercise. And if need be, we can always send Avery down to New Orleans, and he can mow the grass for you.
Yeah, it's like I could, you know. Just sort of adopt him for a day.
Avery, do you have a weed whacker, Avery? Do you?
No, I have a lawnmower.
Trevor, I have one.
Do you use a push mower or a ride mower?
It's an electric mower.
Oh, okay.
It's an electric push.
Can you say, I can imagine Miss Janice. I can imagine Miss Janice on a John Deere tractor, just like,
no,
you know.
I can't imagine that, no. I can't imagine that. But getting back to what I was saying here, there was a man who called the radio program the other day. Now, my doctor had it. My doctor had the COVID, and it was nothing nice for him, and this other gentleman had it. And he was advising people to wear the mask. Now, like I said, I will reiterate, the taxi driver got it, gave it to his wife, and now he's very regretful that he did not wear the masks.
Now, they had this lady, Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor, I think she's in Texas or someplace.
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. She had it. She has it. And I'm assuming she had a test because she didn't really know she had it. She was what they call asymptomatic. So due to the fact that people can be asymptomatic, have it and not even know they have it, they can go out. And if they're not wearing a mask, other people are not wearing a mask, they can spread this. Kimberly Guilfoyle, I checked the other day to see how old she is, 51. A 20-year-old woman with no underlying conditions, 20, had it. An actor, a Broadway actor, 41 years old, had it. And I heard that it can affect parts of your body. So even if you get it and you get over it and you say, oh, man, it's gone now, I'm fine, you're not necessarily fine. Because it can do things to your heart and other parts of your body that later down the road can come back to bite you. So, I'm just asking people here. I mean, I care about everybody, Todd. I don't wish this on anyone. That's why I'm on your show right now. I am trying to make people understand. If you don't care about yourself or you don't think that you can get it, think about the 41-year-old dead guy, the 20-year-old dead girl, dead woman. You can get it, and you can bring it back to someone that you dearly love. This is serious. It does not know political parties, genders, or ages. And I may be wasting my breath right now, but I just feel compelled by the Lord above to do this. If I help just one person, and get them to understand. I'm not saying when you're outside cutting your grass or something, but if you're going into a building, like a grocery store or something like that, a Home Depot, whatever, just cover your face if you're able to. I know some people have issues, and they really, some of them have real serious problems, and they say that they can't do it, and I feel sorry for those people. But if
No, no, Miss Janice, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying here, and I think you've made your point. Look, I disagree with Mike from Nougat Radio from the sense that I don't think people are cowards. If the only grocery store in town says you got to wear a mask to come inside, well, you're going to wear a mask or you're going to go hungry. And that's their rule. So I carry the mask in the back pocket there, and it is what it is. Miss Janice, we got to go, but we always love talking to you, and we always appreciate your words, and we always know that you're looking out for everybody. So that's what you do, and we appreciate you. All right, let's go to the Villages. Mark is on the line. America's friendliest hometown is what they say. Is it really that friendly down there, Mark?
It's very friendly down here. The people are wonderful. They're nice to you. They treat you well. And they're Trump supporters. So that's what's really important.
You know,
I was going to say, too, if I found your wallet, I would have been going to Chick-fil-A. But that's another story. The reason I called was I'm a USCCA member. And that's the United States Concealed Carry Association member. And I called them about this Klauski thing that happened. Personally, I would have waited for them to come into the house. But I called them to see what the situation would have been or what their rights are. And they basically say, they want you to retreat if you can. But that is a castle state.
It certainly is.
Florida. So it's kind of baffling why they're trying to do that to them is way beyond me. And I don't think it's going to stick in any court. And secondly, here in Florida a couple days ago, A kid was playing a video game in his home. Three masked men entered the home with guns shooting and blazing. He got one gun. He shot and killed one. He got another gun because the first one jammed. He shot and killed the second one. He went after the third one. I don't know if he got wounded, but the neighbor heard what was going on, got his gun, and subdued him until the cops got there. So I don't know how they're getting away with this with this situation with Klauski, because what they did was totally in their right to protect themselves. And I tell people right now, get insurance if you can. I pay for it $45 a month, and I'm represented up to $2 million if I need a bondsman, attorneys, anything. So if you're in a situation, at least you're covered and insured. So I kind of cross my T's and dot my I's. So I don't know how they're getting away with this in St. Louis. I just don't know if they're trying to make an example out of them or not. I don't know the situation, but I'm telling you, they got rights, and it's a castle state. So I don't understand how they're getting away with doing this because,
well,
you know,
the
again,
prosecutor
like,
there, yeah, Mark, the prosecutor there is a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. And this is all about politics. And the judge who signed off on the warrant over the weekend, she is a big supporter of Black Lives Matter as well. And that's what this is really all about. They genuinely believed that the people who broke down the gate and trespassed were the true victims here. And that is a troubling thing because that is a mindset. And the mindset is that the McCloskeys did not deserve what they have.
So how do you protect yourself when they, what are you supposed to do? Sitting there, like I said, what I would have done, I would have retreated and waited for them to come in the house, and then it would have been on. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, the bottom line is, they had all the right to protect themselves and their family. And what's going to do? What's going to happen now? They're going to unarm everybody and say, okay, you can bust into their house and kill them and steal what you want? No way, Jose.
And you see, those are not hypothetical questions anymore. These are real questions that Americans have to be asking themselves, Mark, because, I mean, the McCloskeys had no idea they would be faced with a mob of 300 to 500 people, you know, on the front lawn of their home. The people in California right now, good, decent pastors are going to have to make a decision. Do you obey God or do you obey the government? What do you do? People are faced with these questions right now in America. Mark, hey, great comments, and hang in there. You got to watch the golf carts down at the Villages.
I've been down there. You know what you need to watch out for is the roundabouts. That's what catches you. These roundabouts, you get roundabouted from behind. Is what happens. These are dangerous. They come and go in a circle, and they just keep going around and around and around until they figure out which way they got to go.
Well, I did a book signing down there at that Barnes & Noble there. You know which one I'm talking about. So it's good people. They let me drive around in one of those things. Nearly killed myself. So, all right, Mark, hang in there. Thanks for the call. Folks, we got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. I mean, what would you do? What do you tell the McCloskeys to do? You got a mob forming on your front lawn? Do you defend yourself or do you call the police and hope they show up? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So listening to us on The Talk Station out in North Carolina, this story from WITN, that's the NBC television station, Vidant Medical Center in Greenville, North Carolina, getting some backlash. They sent an email out to their employees, and the email was titled, 16 Bridge Building Tips for White People. Wow. There you go. Some of the white workers are somehow very upset about this. And the whole point is the hospital wanted to give white workers tips on how to move towards racial reconciliation. The first tip was don't expect people of color to be your only source of education about race. Don't compare your experience of oppression or suffering with a person of color's experience with oppression. Or in other words, if you're a white person and you were born in a trailer park dirt poor and you had to work five or six jobs so that you could become a nurse at the hospital and you're a white person, yeah, you can't compare yourself to a person of color who grew up in a middle class suburb, got a full ride scholarship to college and never had to work a day in their life. So they're more oppressed. So that person is more oppressed than the trailer park person. That's what they're trying to say. Oh, this is another great one. One of the tips, they said, white people, you should not white-splain stuff. What does that mean? What is white-splaining? The bridge building pamphlet defines, oh, they define it for you. They define whitesplain as a white person explaining racism or suggesting how a POC, that's person of color, should respond to perceived racist incidents. Oh, for crying out loud. You know, I got to be honest with you, and we'll go through some of this. I'm curious, though, all of you folks in North Carolina, if I was at this hospital and I was a patient and I found out that I was going to be given a pamphlet like this because I was a white guy, I would just tell them, you know, just go ahead and pull the plug. I'm done here. Thank you. It's been a good life. Who in their right mind would think this was okay to do? But do you see what's happening here, folks? Do you see there is an effort afoot, and this is nationwide. We're talking about Greenville, North Carolina here. This is not Berkeley, California. And you've got the local hospital attacking white employees. I'd like to know who's in charge of the Vinant Medical Center and why is it they think it's okay to do this to white workers or any worker, but they're targeting white people here. This makes absolutely no sense. 844-747-8868. Wow. Folks, do you see what's going on? It's unbelievable what's happening in this country right now. They're judging people by the color of their skin. They did that once before in American history. It was not good. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Bye.